Hello, welcome to XO Amanda Rose, the podcast. I'm so glad you're here with us today. I can't wait to get started. Today, I'm going to share a meditation with you on how to cut the cords of attachment from past relationships. A lot of times, these things can hold us back and we don't even realize it. We hold on to negative thoughts or feelings or baggage from these past relationships that we need to let go so that we can let new love in, we can let more love in. And this is often something that happens when people cannot find their true love, their soulmate. So I want you to join me today on this quick meditation on how to release those cords of attachment. Do this every day, and let's get started. Today, I want to talk about energetic cords and how to break those ties from past relationships. Because often we carry energetic cords from past relationships, from past lovers, from family members, and they can be energetic cords that are positive or negative. But a lot of times when we hold on to any energetic ties to others, especially in past relationships with boyfriends or girlfriends that carry unforgiveness or hurt or resentment, where healing still needs to take place, we bring those ties into our current life, our current relationships, and they create blocks in our life. They create blocks in finding new love. So it's so important to be aware of any unhealthy ties to past relationships that we need to break and we need to heal from. So of course the attachments are going to be things that keep us stuck, that keep us into patterns of the past, to keep us from moving forward. They keep us from finding that new life, that new love, and creating healthy long-term relationships. So I want to share a meditation with you to help you release those past relationships, cut those energetic cords, and move forward into freedom of forgiving other people, freedom of healing yourself from any past hurts. So what I want you to do right now is find a quiet spot where I'm going to walk you through a meditation process so that you can release these energetic ties yourself. So find a comfortable place, light a candle, get out your essential oils, whatever it may be that helps you get into that meditative state and relax. So what I want you to do once you get in that quiet place is to sit either with your legs crossed on the floor or with your feet grounded on the ground, because I want you to feel grounded during this process. Now I want to have you visualize yourself in a safe place, that you're in the safest place possible. I want you to take a deep breath in and release. Take another deep breath in and release. Take another deep breath in and visualize that place of protection. You're in that safe place. You're being held. You're safe. You're surrounded by love. So once you find that visualization of a safe place, this is your healing place. And I want you to envision that a bright white light surrounds you. It flows over the top of your head. It goes down to your heart. It flows down your arms, through your stomach, through your pelvic bone, all the way down to your legs and throughout your feet. This bright light is protecting you. It's keeping you safe. It's keeping your heart safe. It's protecting that heart space. Now, once you have this light around you, I want you to envision the person in front of you that is holding an energetic tie, that maybe a past lover that hurt you, or someone that needs to, or that you need to give forgiveness to. So imagine they are right there in front of you, sitting there, and you are looking at them eye to eye. And there's a cord attached from you, from your navel, to their navel. It's important to cut only the cords of negativity, any resentment, any anger, not the cords of love that you've experienced with this person or any positive aspect that you've had in that relationship. It's important to only let go of those negative things. We want to hold on to the beautiful memories that we've created with other people, but it's important to let the negative go so that we can move forward. So I want you to release any anger or any resentment with this person. I want you to say all the things that you wanted to say to this person but kept inside of you. Say this as you look into their eyes. Visualize you're looking into their eyes and you're saying all the things that you wanted to say. Say it in a loving but confident way. This is your time for closure with this person. You're speaking to this person with confidence and certainty that you are letting them go, or that you are letting them go. You're releasing them. You're cutting that cord, that energetic cord that you have with them. So say everything that you need to say to this person and then imagine the response. Imagine the look in their eyes as they look back at you. So after you say everything you need to say to this person, once you're ready, you're going to imagine you have a crystal knife in your hand and you're going to cut the cord, that energetic cord, with love. You're going to release it with forgiveness. You're going to visualize this person floating away from you, and as they do, you're sending them love. You're sending them forgiveness. You're letting them go completely. So as you cut the cord, it's important to say, I forgive you, I love you, I release you. I forgive you, I love you, I release you. As the cord breaks, it drops to the ground, it disappears, and you know that you're now free to go on with your life. This person is also free to go on with their life with no attachment. Continue to say, I love you, I forgive you, I release you. I love you, I forgive you, I release you. And say it as many times as you need to feel that instant relief, that freedom of letting this person go. And when you're ready, open your eyes, wiggle your toes and your feet, and do this meditation as many times as you need to. I recommend doing the meditation at least for 21 days, every single day, until you feel that complete freedom, that complete cord of attachment gone from an energetic tie to somebody, to some relationship. You'll start to feel more freedom. You'll start to not think about that person as much, and you'll start to move forward in places in your life that maybe that person was holding you back. Maybe that's in finding a new relationship. So do this meditation as many times as you need to. And I recommend doing it every day for at least 21 days so that your subconscious really soaks this in and you really begin to let this person go. So I love you guys. Have a wonderful day, and I will see you next time.